Hello, everybody. This is Room to Spill the Tea, and I'm your host today alone because I am with everybody else, though, by your main host. And today we're going to be discussing what it was like for the Turning Tides project before it, before we had the tea rooms. And we're going to be talking to two people in particular about it, Otis and also Luke, because they were there before me. And that is all. So enjoy the episode and invite your friends to listen to it and everything. So who wants to go first? Luke?
Yeah.
Or Otis? Or both? Oh, actually, we're meant to... Sorry, everyone. I know we introduced everyone, Otis.
Yeah, my name's Otis. So I was part of the team rooms, Turning Tides, before the team rooms opened up. I used to do it at the team. I used to do it at the football club, and I used to do it in Tesco.
What did you do at Tesco's?
We would go to a cafe to have breakfast. But the other thing we would do is discuss what. I think we were talking about what jobs we were doing, what jobs there are, way before the tea rooms opened up. And then we were just doing like just some. But we're performing, we went to a lot of festivals, and I really liked the football club because it was nice and I quite enjoyed it. But I remember when I first started, it was at the football club. And, like Sarah said, it was way before her. There were a lot of people that I know, but she doesn't. It was good, and we did a lot of Christmas stuff there at the football club as well.
Yeah. Also, part of the introduction I forgot to actually say was to say that the reason why we're having this discussion today is because the tea rooms are going to be having a refurb at some point.
Yeah.
And it triggered us to think, oh, I wonder what it was like before the tea rooms in the first place.
Yeah.
And what it's like now. So which do you prefer then, Otis, before or now?
Well, now, because I can just get the training.
Yeah. Whereas... Before, did you have to get a taxi from the train station or something?
No, I'd have to get... again, this is way before you started it, Sarah. I would always get a lot of people picking me up from my mum's house. There was Hugo.
Hang on, Otis.
A lot of people...
Wait. Okay,
try again.
Give it a little tappy tap. You're fine. You're living the dream.
Really? Okay, what's this? You living the
dream? Maybe some...
The dream. He's falling. Oh my god, what's
I don't know where Seven's at.
I was meant to go there.
Oh, you don't need it. Microphone's back to front now. Just let it drop. You don't need it.
Just having some technical issues, people.
So,
start again. Yes, Dan. If you'd like. Unless Dan wants to speak, I do apologise.
Well, yeah, I'm not here. Where is it then?
Yes, you are.
I'm working with Rebecca on something else.
Dan, what is it?
Karen's your
wife.
So there was a lot of people before Sam started working here. There was like Hugo and Ben and Alex.
I remember Ben, I think. Was he quite tall?
Yeah, and he has worked here a long time before. I can't remember when I don't know when he left here, but I remember he used to come and pick me up and take me to the cafe for breakfast, and then we would go and do some music at the football club before the end of the day. So that was quite good.
Oh, this.
Yeah.
Did you like doing music at the football club?
Yeah. Yes, I did. But I think what now I probably wouldn't, because now we've got the train and now we've got this.
Yeah.
Kind of don't really want to go back. I kind of don't really want to be anywhere else. But if we have to, then we have to. I mean, that's how it is.
Yeah, we would have to win the repurpose this place.
I think I'll just wait until it comes. Right. I think I'll just wait until it opens, and I'll start back up again, because I don't really want to.
Well, back along what you were saying, that he can just pick you up from the train station and drive you to wherever we are going to be having the session.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Good idea, yeah.
What about you, Luke? I don't know why I raised my voice, like, can't hear me. But what are your thoughts on how the tea rooms were? No, not the tea rooms.
How the
Turning Tides project was before the tea rooms.
It's last again. Yeah, Luke.
Seems like we're having technical issues, everybody, with our microphones.
It was fine where it was, Luke. Luke, it's fine where it is.
Yeah, but I'm.
You what?
You moved
out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Luke, what was your thoughts, Luke?
We ought to be in Buccaneer.
Oh, the Buccaneers.
And the Buccaneers. Yeah, and we used to.
And that sports centre.
Yeah, there was a King's Arms too, wasn't there? The pub in.
Yeah, King's Arms. And another ballad.
Yeah.
Little Room.
Yeah, there was another.
By the Sports Centre.
Ah, yes, I remember that room.
Do you remember the room?
Yeah, I'm not sure what it was called, but I remember it.
What did you do in the Sports Centre then?
Well, I remember we used to play there, and then after we left, Stuart Raymond, so I used to always do football afterwards, but I don't know, I do like the sports hall, but for some reason, you couldn't hear myself thinking there.
It was a bit echoey, was it?
Yeah, I mean, I loved it, but as Tom said, or maybe he didn't say, but I think it was a bit over. It was loud and we couldn't hear ourselves think.
I quite like not hearing myself think sometimes.
Me too,
yeah.
But there's
nice.
Like when you're trying to talk to someone and there's noise going on. You know?
Yeah.
Like here is fine, because we're not in the football club is echoey. This is not echoey. This place is not echoey. The football club was. So
I think it's worse for people like Otis and myself that to have visual impairment, because there is a lot of background noise, and I know I struggle with a lot of background noise and the blowing whistle in bed. So it's nice that classes are not accurate for that reason. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
sure. Luke.
Yeah.
Did you? What place do you prepare? Him or the sports hall?
I defy you.
I prefer here too.
I never went to the sports hall, so I don't know. I don't think I've much been there.
Well,
not that I was part of it before, I'm joking.
Oh.
Never been there.
Never.
I went to the sports hall when I first came to Turning Tide years ago. I went to the sports hall and I have to say it was actually that part of the reason why I stopped going. So, Otis,
yeah.
What do you think? Would you like it to be if we can choose I don't think we can, but if we can choose where it will be when it's being refurbished. Where do you prefer it to be?
Somewhere that's not noisy. But again, it's not always down to us to say what.
I know, but if for argument's sake,
yes.
If we can choose, I know we probably can't,
no.
But if we can,
yeah.
Would you prepare?
Well, probably not a sports hall because it is loud.
I agree. It's loud. It echoes. It's not nice.
No.
From a sense point of view.
No, it's not. No, it's I find it a bit disturbingly loud noises in echoey places.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I don't mind them. Depends on where I am.
Yeah, I know what you mean. To like interrupt with me, I can't do loud or accurate classes.
Especially if it's dark room.
Definitely not. If it's dark, I wouldn't be even going in it.
And it goes. Ooh.
Yeah, no, I'd probably end up just going somewhere else. That's not a dark room, you know. So.
Because I really can't sit in the dark, so that wouldn't be very good for me.
No, it wouldn't be good at all, but, yeah.
So, but, I'm really looking forward to, when this place is refurbished.
Yeah, me too.
What would a dark room make a difference to you, Otis?
It would make a difference to me. It would make a difference to the others.
Yeah?
That's why I'm thinking, I don't like it if you're in a dark room.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you're thinking more about other people?
Yeah, I would never... Yeah, because, like I said, I can't see it. So I would never refer it to myself, you know. I would always refer... I would never let anyone else in a dark room.
Well, they like the dark.
Well, dark's scary, isn't it, Dan? So
yeah, dark's relaxing and chill for me.
You might like dark rooms.
I prefer dark rooms. This is like the perfect temperature. Yeah.
Well, I
light temperature. No,
yeah, temperature.
I can.
The what's the light? Lightness. Light environment.
I can see this
Yeah.
This room is pitch black. I can't.
No, it's pitch black, so he's trying to...
Yeah, I was reading more that sort of, you know, those sort of ghost hunter type things.
What?
That came out of a dark room, didn't it?
Yeah.
In a dark, dark room.
In the middle of his stomach. Oh, that was 50 shades. Oh, yes, I don't know if you've heard of them, but you know, those sort of spooky tales where it's like a dark room and a...
I know that.
Ghosts and all spooky.
I don't like those. No, I'd run off. Probably.
So what about you, sir? Sarah, you're there. Rebecca. What's your opinion?
You've been a turning tide since day one, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
I'll put my number back.
What was it? Do you remember what it was like before? We covered that already. Like, obviously, I've not been in the room.
Tom.
What was it like before the tea rooms? Do you remember? Ooh. I came in like halfway through the conversation.
What about you, Tom?
Yeah, Tom, they don't need you, mate.
Sorry to go out of the room.
What about you, Tom?
Sorry to sneak in.
What was the question?
The question was, do you prefer here or wherever else it used to be?
It's quite nice to have like a fixed space where you are, mm-hmm. to get used to it in, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
But,
like a place to call home.
Yeah, when I first started here, it was, we were doing stuff at like the football club and whatever, and in Oakhampton at the King's Arms.
Yeah.
But it's nice to, you've got a place where you always go and then you get used to it or something.
But do you want to do it again, Tom, or do you want to stick here?
Wow. After it's, you know, after refurbishment and that, yeah.
What will happen then? Where have they got places lined up, or is that still in the pipeline?
I don't know if we can discuss it as part of this podcast.
No, but it's something to sell us.
Trust me.
No, sell us.
Maybe afterwards.
Afterwards, I want to, but
yeah. Maybe.
No, it's okay if it's not possible, it's fine. Yeah. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
A surprise, yes.
Yeah, a little bit of a surprise.
The difference between then and now, have you talked about that?
That was then.
This is now. I don't really know
what
this
is. Yeah, we just fact it was said, and this is
not.
yeah!
I actually don't know what the difference between now and then. I reckon that now it's all easy.
Yeah, it's easier now, do you think?
Easier because I can get the train easier back on my own and that, yeah.
Yeah, that's
making
true.
You more independent.
Yeah, I'll probably be independent if I go all the way to the...
Yeah.
I think I'll stop coming for a while, actually, when it stops refurbishing. Because, like I said, independent. And also, there's other things that I like about the tea rooms, and that's because I like coming in here at the tea rooms because it's nice and chilled, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all the rest of it was nice and chilled, but I don't know, this is probably more chilled than that.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Have you talked about what it would be like when it would be closed?
We have... I asked authors about this preference.
Yeah.
And yes.
Yeah.
And I think his considering not coming are your authors.
Well, yeah, no, that's it.
Fair enough. Anything else you want to cover? So?
I was just wondering, I don't mean the other question, but I just wonder what it would be like in the future when, you know, there's been a couple of weeks off, everyone's got used to not being here and then coming back. It'd be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And on that bombshell.
Not bombshell. And on that bombshell, thank you for listening to our podcast. Thank you.
I tend to do the please like and subscribe and share with your friends.
Yeah, there you go.
Listen to it in 2 weeks' time.
Where am I?
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
See you later.
Bye. Bye.